morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It is the 30th Lord's Day. It seems forever since I've done one of these because I did two and scheduled them to be posted while I was on vacation. And I am back in the mix and glad to be here for the 30th Lord's Day. Let me pray for us and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for the hope that you give us. I pray that you would encourage us, that you would comfort us, and that you would give us perseverance and faith and joy as we seek Christ by faith. It's in his name we pray. Amen. So if you haven't seen one of these before, catechism just means instruction, and it is a ministry we do online every Sunday. It's just an organized and simple way to either get basic Christian instruction for the first time, or to help you give basic Christian instruction to someone else. So it is a question and answer format, basic Christian instruction weekly on each Lord's Day. That's how it's set up. So just a simple, organized way to stay refreshed in the basics of the faith and grow in the basics of the faith, or learn them for the first time. Lord's Day number 30 is question 83. Are the bread and wine or fruit of the vine changed into the real body and blood of Christ? The answer is no. Just as the water of baptism is not changed into Christ's blood and does not itself wash away sins, that's what Scripture says, teaches that his blood washes away sins, but it's symbolic language in baptism, symbolic language in the Lord's Supper, and symbolic language is used all throughout Scripture. Just as Christ's blood the water of baptism does not change into Christ's blood and does not itself wash away sins, but is simply God's sign and assurance, so too the bread of the Lord's Supper is not changed into the actual body of Christ, even though it is called the body of Christ, in keeping with the nature and language of sacraments, which just means holy signs or signs of what God does inwardly. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are outward signs of that. Question 84. Why then does Christ call the bread his body and the cup his blood, or the new covenant in his blood? And Paul used the words of participation in Christ's body and blood. Christ has good reasons for these words. He wants to teach us that as bread and fruit of the vine nourish our temporal life, and they do, we need food, right? We need drink, so too his crucified body and poured out blood truly nourish our souls for eternal life. We are the recipient, just like in eating, we are the recipient. It's the food and the drink that nourishes us. So too in the Lord's Supper, we're shown and we're reminded, it's driven into our hearts, that we are recipients, recipients of grace, recipients of Christ. We must partake of him. This is continuing of that answer. But more importantly, he wants to assure us by this visible sign and pledge that we, through the Holy Spirit's work, share in his true body and blood as surely as our mouths receive these holy signs in his remembrance, and that all of his sufferings and obedience are as definitely ours as if we personally had suffered and paid for our sins. The key word here is share. Having a share in his true body and blood. And what that means is having a share in what he accomplished by living a righteous life and dying a sacrificial death and being risen again to eternal life. All the benefits that come from the work of salvation that Jesus accomplished. He accomplished it 100%. How do we share in him and therefore share in the benefits of his salvation? It's through faith. But through the preaching of the word, through baptism, through the Lord's Supper, these are all reminders and proclaiming to us the great truths of what we have in Christ. Commit to heart, Matthew 26:26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Jesus took the bread and there's a blessing said, and then it is broken. The bread should be broken as we celebrate the Lord's Supper because it's the breaking of the bread that represents the breaking of Christ's body or the suffering of Christ's body on the cross, the giving of his life blessing, there should be a breaking, and then a giving. It's dispersed. It's given to the disciples, for the disciples, followers of Christ, to partake. Take, eat, this is my body. Partaking of the bread that represents what he accomplished in dying on a cross for our sins. And that's what the whole Christian life is about. That's what the whole Bible is centered on, this reality, this central reality. Not the only important thing, but the central important thing that gives meaning and application to everything else, that Christ died for our sins. Jesus Christ died for our sins. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, for coming for us, for dying for us, and for the life that you give us, for your constant ministry in heaven, interceding for us before the Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And Father, it's in Jesus' name we lift this prayer. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. It's good to be back. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 30, and I'll see you next week for Catechism 31st, Lord's Day. God bless you. See you soon.